Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What happens when you have friends with people who have different political ideology than you? In the recent few months, I think that things have come to a boil, to a crescendo, really, when it comes to political differences, to having friends with political differences, with having communication and comments and talking and conversations, not to mention dealing with the social media satire, the social media commentary, waking up and looking at Facebook in the morning and seeing what other people are thinking about as far as politically centered, and then trying to figure out your friendship with people who have different ideology and thoughts than you do. And I think now more than ever, it's become a lot bigger deal. Honestly, I don't remember since I was old enough to vote when people have really been divided over politics. And I think we can tell that from the inauguration alone, the numbers on the inauguration this year as far as viewership was the highest it's ever been. By a long shot. Whether that means that people were supportive or not. However, it seems that nowadays more than ever, we're divided by race a lot of times recently. In the last 8 years, 12 years, it seems that that's been something that's a consistent situation in this country, sadly enough. But recently, in the last few years, political belief divide is at an all-time high. And it has a lot of people questioning their friendships, their relationships, the people they do business with, the people they spend time with. And it gets to the point where it can be hard for some people to have an honest conversation, or even a conversation for that matter. It's interesting because as I listen to a lot of my clients in therapy sessions telling me about how they were really good friends with certain folks, and now they find it very difficult to communicate with them. It's almost like they feel like they're walking on broken glass, they say, because they don't know what to really talk about, and they're avoiding the political commentary. Because they don't want to have an argument. They don't want to have a fight. And they don't want to have conflict. And some of my clients recently have told me that they actually just try to keep their mouth shut. Especially when they're around people that they know have the opposite thought pattern when it comes to the current political situation. And I wonder, is that the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? Are you kind of stifling yourself? Are you thinking too much about it and kind of scared about a concept or a conflict that might occur that hasn't occurred? And I think that it's changing the geography of our conversations with the people around us. I think it's changing the geography of conversation, of communication. And I think that it's actually isolating people to some degree. And it's not isolating everybody, because you see some people out there that can't tell people loud enough how they politically feel. And that can be very annoying after a while. Because some of us actually have couth and respect for other people, but some people just don't have it. And we've seen them and who they are very loud and clear. And so on the show tonight, we're going to talk about how to really communicate with other people that have different ideologies, how to deal with some of those people that are just kind of, I don't know, they're just off the reservation, which is fine, but do you really have a relationship with them? Because is that how they deal with everything in their own life? You know, and finally, how do you get past the differences in political ideology long enough to actually co-create a friendship? Or does this difference in ideology, political ideology, stand in the way of you being friends? But even more than that, does it actually identify value differences? Does it ID value differences between you and that person? And are those value differences significant enough to either participate or not participate in their life, or vice versa? And what does that mean in the long run? So let me give you an example on that. I find it interesting when, you know, you're working on a friendship with somebody, but your core values are completely different. And like I tell my clients when they're having marriage issues and we're in couples therapy, if your values and the direction you want to go in your life is antithetical to one another, it's not going to work, okay? Because what happens is you're going to null and void each other. That's just how it is. It's like the family that's divided politically, you know, where one person voted for Trump and the other person voted for Clinton. You null and voided each other's vote. But you're doing that on a bigger level when you have different values, because you're basically in the same household, in the same situation, hard hitting each other on the actual fabric that defines you. Now let's take that out of the marriage quotient and let's look at that as a friendship quotient, or somebody that's in your life as far as a boss or what have you like that. Now how do you deal with somebody that has complete different ideology as you? How do you deal with that? Can you just kind of put that out of your head? Because if you think about it, whether or not it's true, and whether or not there's a big difference between both sides, all in all, people voted based on values. The values that they thought that person going to office had, or brought with them, or valued, and what was important to them when they went into office. And so when you're thinking about it, and you think about it on a grand scheme, you begin to realize that our differences in political ideology might be an incremental difference with our own value system. And so maybe that's intrinsically the issue that inspires the being either upset or trying to not have a conversation or even avoiding other people at some point, because you really don't want to go down that primrose path because you're worried what's going to come out of it. And I think it's interesting, especially in our political geography as it is right now, when you think about how do you deal with people with different political ideology, and how do you get past the comments and the perceptions and the social media and the conversations that people are having and continue to have that relationship intact? And I think it can be very difficult. I think it can be very difficult. And I also think one of the things that's rearing its ugly head, especially right now, is people's inability to educate themselves. Their inability to educate themselves and taking things for face value. And I think that is where we're at more than not right now across our country. And I think that might be a separation and a great divide with certain folks as well. So it might not only be the ideology differences. It might not be the difference between Democrat and Republican, independent, libertarian, what have you. But there's a difference even more so. And I think it might be between the folks that think that they're educated versus the folks that really aren't. And the concept of that is that a lot of times people take for face value what they hear and they regurgitate that on all social media platforms. They regurgitate that in communication and conversation on a daily basis. And it becomes their mantra. However, their mantra is defined based on faulty information that leads them to be upset about the current situation. And this faulty information is not just on one side or the other, it's rampant. And because it is, it's causing a lot of anger and desperation with various people. And we're going to go a step further in this show because we can talk about differences in political ideology and how to overcome that. But we're also going to talk about something that you need to know desperately to be able to work through these next 4 years or 8 years and actually have a handle on it and be able to be successful in your own life. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about dealing with folks with different political ideology than you have. How to deal with them, how to stay friends with them, how to overcome the great divide. You didn't vote the same way I did, you're against this, you're for this, and how are we ever going to have a conversation again? Now more than ever, I find this divide is rampant. I find this divide across all lines throughout the entire geography of our country. People who didn't even have basically a political ideology a year ago do. People are being divided left and right by who they voted for and what they believe. But more so than that, what they read, how educated they are, and they seem to regurgitate a lot of what they hear. And that's fine, too. That's fine, too. We're human. We have a tendency of reading something and then, you know, telling everybody about it, no matter if it's coming from a responsible source or not. But nowadays, we really don't even know where our news is coming from, because there's so many hands in the pot. There's so many hands out there. There's so many people that own the various networks. And those people decide what type of news we will get. You know, propaganda has been rampant in all kinds of countries. And just recently, we are entering a zone of the great propaganda zone of the 20th century, 21st century. And the laws that were in place at one time to shield our country from that are no longer valid. And because they are gone and those laws no longer exist as of, you know, about a year ago or 18 months ago, we are now opening ourselves to a time of, well, doing your own due diligence, realizing that you can't just be spoon-fed the news, and understanding that you have to actually do your research. And I think that's also dividing people too. A good example that I share with my clients is that when you get sick, okay, you get sick and you're trying to figure out what to do. For example, let's say you get the flu. There's a group of us that will actually go home, take care of ourselves, research on WebMD, go to the doctor, get what we need to get, stay home, wash our hands, do what we need to do to stay away from other people from getting sick and doing the right thing. But also understanding, is it a flu? Is it a cold? Is it allergies? Is it a sinus infection? Even going deeper, when somebody gets cancer, okay, they do their due diligence on what they're going to do. Is chemo or radiation the right thing, or is it not? Is there a lot of holistic things that you can do? Is there a diet out there that has been proven to reverse cancer? And I think it's up to you to figure out that information and to go seek it and to find it. And I think that there's a great divide between the seekers and the regurgitators right now in this country. And I think that's where the argument somewhat lies. And yes, I agree that there is some surfacey argumentations between Democrat and Republican and all that type of ideology. I agree that there are people that are rioting for no reason whatsoever, just because they're getting paid to, or because they're being told that they need to, for no reason. They have no idea what they're standing up to. And then I do believe that there's some people out there that actually do some due diligence. I do believe there's a huge part of our society who still drink the Kool-Aid every single day because we were raised on the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid was good then, and it's still good now, right? But then I think there's others of us who actually realize that things have changed. And that in order for us to be educated on what's happening around us, we have to go to school and figure it out. Meaning, we just can't take things for face value anymore. You just can't turn on the nightly news or CNN and decide that this is going to tell you the truth. Far from it. And we have to realize that the news has become dramatic indeed. It's almost like its own reality TV show. And the ratings are very high. The ratings have actually outstressed the Kardashians by a long shot. And it seems that the news have done a good job about getting as many viewership as possible by sensationalizing what's going on and by not necessarily telling the truth. And it's interesting when you realize that, you begin to realize that there's an emotional war upon us. There's an emotional war that is upon us right now. And this war has been waged on the American public to get people emotionally fired up about things that might not even be the truth. You know, a story is an interesting thing because a story has many components to it. It has many people involved. It can go many different ways. As you know, anytime that you've ever had an issue in your life, let's just say an argument. Let's say that you have a partner in your business that you work with, and you've been working together for a long period of time, and one day something happens, and things don't seem to be adding up. Well, there's a story to it. So you have the story of your business partner that has information that they'd like to share with you. You have your story for what happened, and there's something somewhat in the middle. There might be other people involved. There could be other situations at play, and we don't even know what the past and the backstory is. And so with any situation in life, when there's dissension or disagreement, we realize that there's several different facets and perceptions of what's truly going on. You remember when we were kids and we played the telephone game and you would sit in a circle and your teacher would explain that this is to explain that listening is very important. And that even if you're listening very well, you might not get the full story, especially if it goes through several different people to get to you. And the first person would whisper into the other person's ear exactly what the teacher whispered in their ear. And so by the time it got around the circle of 12 or 15 kids, depending on how big your public school, could have been 30. I think mine was more like 30. There was something completely different that the last kid says out loud. And if you think about it, our news system is much like that. And because it is, we might be the 30th kid that hears it, but what was the actual first module of information? But better yet, let's think about it to another level. Let's go a little deeper on Live Your True Life perspectives. Knowing that, why do we take that stuff as face value? Why do we accept that stuff as face value? Why? It doesn't make any sense. And we don't really think it through because we want other people to do our work for us. It's much easier, right, to turn on the TV or to or to go on Safari and you'd go to, you know, Google or Yahoo News or something and just basically regurgitate that onto your Facebook timeline, turn around and have conversations on the phone about what you read, and then basically use that in conversations when talking to other people about the state of our country. It's kind of funny, isn't it? I mean, when was the last time that you just took gossip as face value and went around town talking about it and thinking that you're actually highly intelligent for doing it? I find that the more people do that, the more it's a turnoff. Because they're not even there. Don't miss, I have a show that just went out into Britain and all over the U.S. And it actually now is residing on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and it's about the Dakota Pipeline and what really has been going on from people on the front lines. Lou Rocha joins me on that show. He was on the front lines, got to participate, was there, and the stuff that he saw and the stuff that he has documented has not made the national news. You can't miss that show. You can listen to it on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and it's the latest show up there, and it's about the Dakota Pipeline, it's about money, it's about oil, it's about Mexico. There's a lot of implications here. So let's go back to what we were talking about. It's interesting because it's more than just a great divide with political ideology nowadays. It's a great divide on education, but it's also a great divide on knowledge. Knowledge is the great divide. And it's interesting because knowledge is power. And because it is power, and if you actually do have honest knowledge, then what do you do? What do you do when you hear people regurgitating stuff that is just not true? And then how do you deal with people who blanket their comments as if everybody thinks that way, and if they don't, then they have no use for you? Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Bird, will be back this time. Back this time in two shakes.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about how to deal with folks with different political ideology than you, how to get past the comments that are different, how to get past the Facebook updates that are different, and how to overcome those dreaded conversations about politics and how you feel. More often than not recently, I've seen political ideology get in the way of how people feel about their friends. I've seen people literally dissolve relationships based on different political ideology. And I find it very interesting because I don't remember this ever really happening, especially in this country. And I find that astounding, and I wonder why that's really happening. You know, I find that oftentimes the emotions run high, and lately it seems that our news has been actually making things more emotionally driven than fact-driven. Anytime that you get emotions running high and people descending on agreements and disagreeing, you normally have what is a fight or a battle. Think about it. Nobody ever fights somebody or punches somebody unless emotions are running high. When people are just showing the facts, everybody's like, "Well, let's just sit here at the table and we'll just talk about it. It's okay. Y'all want some coffee? Can I get you a biscotti? Is that what you like, a biscotti?" Think about it. And because emotions are running at this high octane level of craziness, people don't think about the fact that the truth is somewhere in the middle, which is a logical response. Truth is somewhere in the middle. It always has and it always will be, no matter who you're talking to. Because like I was talking about in the last segment, remember about the telephone game that we played when we were in elementary school? You're only getting a partial spot or occasion of the truth. And when you realize that, you begin to not take things so personally. You also stop fighting things at such a level because you realize it's probably somewhere in the middle. It's like when you defend somebody because somebody starts a fight and you defend somebody, for example, somebody starts a fight and the person that starts it, most people automatically assume this person's the bad person. Well, you have no idea what the reasoning behind it. Not that fighting is good, but the fact that just taking that one side, you have no idea what the argument is. You have no idea about what happened and you have no idea where people stand. But people do that every day. They do it every day. It's all about appearances and look and comments that other people make, and they assume that's the right side, but they have no idea. A good example recently, one of my clients' daughters has a learning disability, and it's a very rare disability. And her sister was in school and started a fight with this guy, and she punched him, and and she's probably about 14 years old. And everybody thought, well, she's crazy. I mean, this kid's out of control, punching this guy. She's got to get taken out of school. She needs to go to a therapist. Well, what had happened is not that fighting is good, but that kid had been tormenting the little girl and making fun of her because her sister has a condition. Making fun of her because her sister has special needs. Okay. But nobody saw that and nobody heard that. So they assume that the little girl is the one that's crazy and out of control. And I think we're seeing that being played out on the big screen right now, on the news, in the paper, because we assume what we assume. It's part of the human condition is to not want to do all the research, but to assume what we hear may have a factual evidence, and then we take that on our bandwagon and run with it. And I think it's a very interesting scenario where we are right now in this time in geography and our current situation, and understand that that's exactly what's truly happening. And it's really rearing its ugly head at this point, because a lot of people are just taking for face value what they hear. You know, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. And I think a lot of times people are drinking that Kool-Aid having no idea that the Kool-Aid is presented with a ton of propaganda and an emotional fueling of great divide. You know, we live in a time of propaganda, and a lot of times we don't realize that. You know, it's funny how our country has, I guess we've done a great job of assuming that all this happens in other countries. We always assume that there's corrupt governments in all these other countries. We assume that there's propaganda, you know, all rampant in other countries. And our country is the one country that doesn't have any of these problems. Well, I think in the last year, we've realized that our country does have these problems. We've realized that we have been sold a bill of goods that we've all believed in that isn't really the truth. And some of us are realizing it, and others of us do not want to face the music. And it's time. However, now, with media involved, we've got everybody on every different side now. And nobody can join forces because one person believes that the other person doesn't believe, and the other person believes in what the other person doesn't believe. And it is a total crap show at this point. Right? Because now we're all divided. If we weren't race divided earlier, now we're politically divided. And so right now, our country is probably more divided than it's ever been. But oftentimes, we don't realize that there's a reason for this. There's a reason for this. Because if everybody stood up to the problems that they saw, we could overcome anything. But because we're so divided and we can't have conversations anymore, well, guess what? Some of us have even cut people out of our lives. Some of us have gone and cleaned house on Facebook because somebody has different political ideology, and we look at all their posts with great disdain. You know, some of us hear a conversation, and it gets irritating when people assume that you're completely drinking the same Kool-Aid as them, and if you're not, then they look at you like you're crazy. I think one of the greatest divides with thoughtful, educated people who have done their research is the concept that you're actually seeking knowledge. And I think there's a big difference between seekers and regurgitators. Which one are you? Do you seek great knowledge in everything you do? Do you strive for excellence, or do you allow other people to tell you who you are and what you should want and what you should believe? And I think this is great relevance right now, more than ever, is to really begin to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, have I always believed what people have told me? Have I always believed this? Have I always believed that? And begin to seek in your own life personally. Have you done that in your personal life when it comes to your life, instead of going within to not go without? Remember, again, there's an emotional war upon us. And oftentimes we don't realize the relevance of that. And because we don't realize the relevance of that, we don't understand, and we become participants in something that we have no need to participate in. Life is grandeur and greatness. And if you really think about it, we really have one life to live. How are you living your one life? Are you looking all around and making decisions about current events and allowing that to affect your daily life? Can you not actually get to work and participate because you're too busy trying to figure out what to do next? Have some of you found yourself in isolation, stressed out, unable to leave the house? Are some of you happier right now than you've ever been? Do some of you wake up happy and you have a good thought in mind and you feel like things are good? And you have a good beat on things. Well, I think it's interesting. Anytime you allow something from the exterior to control your emotional base, it becomes a problem. It's like allowing somebody to come into your life because they make you happy. You're supposed to make yourself happy, not the other way around. Don't miss the show that just aired all across the country and in Britain. The title of the show is Standing Rock, Pipelines, Oil, Mexico, and Money. Want to know what's really happening at Standing Rock? If so, shouldn't you hear about it from people who are actually there? Ulu Roca, environmentalist and Native American, joins Live Your True Life Perspectives to give his authentic account of Standing Rock and what the mainstream news isn't telling you. The rabbit hole goes deep, and guess what? You deserve the truth. Don't miss that show. You can find it on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. When I return, I'm going to be giving you the information you need, not only to understand how to deal with these folks with a different ideology, but better yet, how to recenter and refocus your life no matter what's going on politically around you. You deserve it. You deserve a life worth living. And politics usually is politics as usual. So why should you suffer instead of actually becoming the best person you can be and doing what's right by you? Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBergess.com, AshleyBergess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about how to deal with folks who have a different political ideology than you. How to get past the arguments, the comments, the Facebook updates, and all that in between, and what you need to know. You know, oftentimes I tell folks, hey, the truth is somewhere in the middle. And it can be irritating when you're listening to people regurgitate what is stated in mainstream news that might not have a lot of value or might not hold a lot of water. Remembering that we too, as a community in the United States, live in a time of great propaganda, and we realize that the news is fueled by emotion. Because the news is fueled by emotion, we realize that a lot of people get very emotional when they regurgitate the information from the news. So how do you deal with it? How do you get past it? And how do you keep these friendships? And I believe that you have to really think about how the truth is in the middle, realizing that some people are just listening to the propaganda, not taking it personally. If you care enough and you actually want to help that person, maybe, you know, tuning them into some other method of education or a couple of other news outlets that might be a little more truthful could be helpful, but also allowing them to know that they can do their own research and their own diligence if they got on the internet and did some actual work. It's similar if you get diagnosed with some sort of disease. Think about it. Some sort of ailment, some sort of condition, even cancer. You get on the web, you get on the internet, you begin to find other holistic options and medications and regimens and possibilities. You know, most people don't even realize there are two actual proven diets that, if actually used properly, can reverse cancer with no chemo and no radiation. But most people don't know because they don't do their research. And so think about it. Most people take for face value the political situation and what's being told to them in the news. And so, you know, you think about it and you realize that most people are drinking the Kool-Aid. We realize that to some degree the truth is in the middle and between the two situations. There's some truth on one side and some truth on the other. But a lot of times in a news situation, it's told to us as fact. Okay? And that is just not the case. We live in a time of propaganda. And this does really show the great divide between the folks that really do their due diligence and the folks that buy into what's going on. And I'd like to go a step further because I think there's some of you that are listening right now that say, you know what, honestly, Ashley, I've tried. It's just really hard for me to keep this relationship because it seems like we just don't have anything in common anymore. And maybe that's true. Maybe the political geography has shown you that maybe your values are different from other people's values, and maybe it's time for you to move on. There's, the friendships are a season. Some of them can last a lifetime. Some of them can last just a season. And maybe y'all have had your time in the sun, and it's time to move forth in your life. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, I feel that oftentimes we feel that we have to have friends in our life forever, and that's just not true. You know, some of the best things that we can hear is no. Some of the best things we can do is to basically move on from relationships that are no longer helping us. And we're able to actually have time for people in our lives that have the same value system, believe in the same types of values, where you can communicate and cherish each other in a wonderful way. I do agree, though, that you don't always necessarily need to spend time with everybody who agrees with you or actually sees everything the same way. I think diversity can be key sometimes. However, if that diversity goes against your entire moral code, you really need to rethink that friendship. And again, that's okay. It's okay to move on. It's okay to have friends. It's okay to change the friend dynamic, meaning, okay, maybe you were very, very close, but maybe now you're going to become more of acquaintances, or vice versa. Maybe you had some acquaintances that you've now seen you have a lot of commonality with, you see eye to eye with. It's a very enjoyable conversation. It's not a painful conversation, and you begin to have that, and you enjoy that. Maybe that needs to be more of a closer friend to you at this time. You know, last but not least, I want to talk about how to really just go past all this. Because a lot of times this stuff can get in our way of our happiness, our enjoyment of life, and it takes us off target from what really matters. And so when you're really thinking about life and you really want to live it to the fullest, the last thing you want to do is be bombarded by this stuff that you can't control. And you need to really refocus you. And it all starts with you. It all starts with you, and realize being honest and authentic with your life, being able to honestly look at yourself and say, you know what, I want to learn this. I want to achieve that. I want to go there. I want to learn this language. I want to better myself. I want to understand who I am. I want to understand why I'm here. I want to suck the marrow of life. I want to get the most out of this lifetime, and I want to love it and cherish it for everything that it is. And I think that when you realize that and you begin to understand who you are, some of this other stuff can go by the wayside. Because why are we focusing all on that? Because remember, when we focus on things that we can't control, it can become very stressful, overwhelming, and it can really leave you with a sense of desperation. It can leave you in a sense of desperation. And you almost feel as though you have no control over your life. We need to take the gaze off of the circus. Take the gaze, take our vision and our view off of that circus. Because it really is a circus. Because we're really not there at the front lines to know what's truly going on. We're not there to understand what's fact and what's fiction. And it's up to us to refocus our life and our energy and our power on our life and do what's right by us. And when we do that, we automatically get more love and support because we're actually cherishing ourselves instead of focusing on the things that we can't control. Certainly, there's a difference between seekers and regurgitators. And sometimes you have to make a decision in your life who to spend time with. And sometimes that goes directly back to being honest and authentic in your life. Who do you want around you? What matters to you? But better yet, what's your truth? You can identify that because it's your life. And that's what's so neat about it. You look at yourself every day. You're on the front lines of yourself, and you owe it to yourself to better your life. You know, if you're going to be on the front lines of something, that's one thing. And so if you want to check out this recent show of mine, Standing Rock, Pipelines, Oil, Mexico, and Money, it's a frontline account of what's really happening up there. Lou Rocha, environmentalist and Native America, joins me to expose what's actually truly happening and what's not being told to you in mainstream media and just how deep the rabbit hole goes. If you'd like to meet with me for some coaching sessions or therapy, reach out to me on AshleyBurgess.com. click on that contact page, send me an email, and I'll get back to you in 24 hours. In the meantime, realizing it's your life, it's about you, and I want you to live your true life and to be happy, and sometimes we need to refocus our life in order to do so. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.